If we're just trying to convince you, we'd say you've been God all along. We'd say you've always been God. You decided you were little man and you were going to die and hurt and bleed and all those other things. And we're just trying to get you back to God in your place of power. And that there are specific ramifications that science acknowledges that we don't mind speaking regarding to help you get into the place to remind you to come back to your place as God. And if that means we have to do it cell by fucking cell, we don't have a problem with that because we already love you.
Well, the eight cells that you're talking about that we should be able to achieve, are we there yet? I mean, we'll know without asking.
Yes, get out. We're there.
We're there or on our way there?
No, you're there.
I know that was bizarre. I saw my thumb just heal right up.
That's right. Of course.
That was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Now, it's only bizarre for the first round. After a little bit, it becomes normal. And see, that's the big metamorphosis. Barbara's had the same thing. Sue's had it. Hell, Sheldon's had it. Most of you have engaged this at different tiered levels. But and that's not odd. I mean, Jesus, Bob's got proof that people have been raised from the dead, and the people that raised them from the dead, they're not even surprised by it. It's kind of normal for them. And it's only new the first time. After it's K-N-E-W, then it's past tense. It becomes normal. And little by little by little, what you all are experiencing is this place of power that you're engaging. And now you're starting to see this power have a ramification in your world, in your life. It's prolific. See, because the cells, that's just how we explain it. And that's valid. And y'all are asking questions. Good. Now we're fixing to turn it over where it's all y'all. And we're going to take the two-word answers. And y'all are going to develop and sustain the content.
I'll go back here to that.
Barbara's had the same thing. Sue's had it. Sheldon's had it. Most of you have engaged this at different tiered levels. But and that's not odd. I mean, Jesus, Bob's got proof that people have been raised from the dead, and the people that raised them from the dead, they're not even surprised by it. It's kind of normal for them. And it's only new the first time. After it's K-N-E-W, then it's past tense. It becomes normal. And little by little by little, what you all are experiencing is this place of power that you're engaging. And now you're starting to see this power have a ramification in your world, in your life. It's prolific. See, because the cells, that's just how we explain it. And that's valid. And y'all are asking questions. Good. Now, if it...
So he adopts the knowledge of the cell, uses some parts of science on the cell. And it's, you know, it adopts the science definition of the cell. I use some parts of science on the cell in its explanations.
I'm going to turn it over where it's all y'all. And we're going to take the two-word answers, and y'all are going to develop and sustain the conversation, and that's all right. But we had to catch this up because there's been a whole lot of good crap flowing that's beneficial. Now, Bob says a bunch of words we ain't got from itch. We scratched before we knew we had an itch, and blah, 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 and we'd say, good, in your place of power. Wouldn't it be great if you could scratch before you had the itch? Then you wouldn't have to scratch or itch. Pretty cool. These are the things that we're talking about. And this is not the tachyonic representation, although there are tachyons. Okay? This is not the frequency assimilator, although it affects...
See, what is this? This is not the frequency. This is not the tagging out. What's the this?
Your power.
Yeah.
Your place of power you're engaging, little by little.
Okay, so your power doesn't affect polarity. But then it does, said another way.
Right
so
after he said,
back.
Right, yeah, because he said, that's just how we explain it. And then he goes on.
Right.
It's the scratch before we knew we had an itch.
Blah, 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 and we'd say, good, in your place of power. Wouldn't it be great if you could scratch before you had the itch? Then you wouldn't have to scratch or itch. It's pretty cool. These are the things that we're talking about. And this is not the tachyonic representation, although there are tachyons, okay? This is not the frequency assimilator, although it affects frequency. This is not the shifting of the polar fields, although it will balance polarity. This would not make magnetism attract, although it will affect the things or the position of the poles that you are engaging to push away that which you don't desire and include from the opposite pole that which you do and gauge the exact position you are between those poles. See? So, Steve, you're right on the money, believe it or not. You don't know what money you're on, but you're right on the money because the way you've asked the question is perfect because you get that the distance that you're catching up to is way closer than it was because now these wonders that you, Steve, have wrought are the ones you have wrought. Now, you see, it's not about us. Blah, 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 blah. And we'd say, good, in your place of power, wouldn't it be great if you could scratch before you had the itch? Then you wouldn't have to scratch or itch. It's pretty cool. These are the things that we're talking about. And this is not the tachyonic representation, although there are tachyons. Okay? This is not the frequency assimilator, although it affects frequency. This is not the shifting of the polar fields, although it will balance polarity, this would not make magnetism attract, although it will affect the things or the position of the poles that you are engaging to push away that which you don't desire and include from the opposite pole that which you do and gauge the exact position you are between those poles. See? So, Steve, you're right on the money.
So, your power is not represented by frequency, polarity, all these different things, shifts. Your power affects frequency and all that stuff because that's the environment of little men. But when you have full power, you're not involved with frequency, polarity, and it doesn't affect your power. See? That's the point I think they're making.
Yeah, and we're already doing it all the time. It's when we know we're doing it. When we knew any K-N-E-W.
Knew. So all this mind to talk about frequency polarity and we're trying to figure out what it means and that is sort of irrelevant. Once you have your transcension. But you're involved with your mind. Your mind's one-third of you, so you got to have these mind things happening to keep your sense of where you are because you're not ready to handle all your power. Okay? That was good. Anything else?
Bob, could you go into transcension more? Your explanation?
Well, I remembered. To me, the word ascended, ascension is cliche. It's something boring or other people have been using it. And I remember that Ayn said they'd prefer the word transcension, I think it was, rather than ascension. So I'm now saying transcension. I don't think it means transcended, like you have ascension and ascended. I think it's transcension, and that means I'm in this world but not of it. And when I go to the other world, even when I die, I'm in that world but not of it. I'm not of it, either world. So where am I? Well, the ascended person is, the transcendent person is, trans can mean across. So the transcendent person is not involved in wherever it's at.
Yeah. Okay, because when I heard you talk about that last week, and it sparked a memory, but I have to find it in my notes because I remember Ion was talking about transdimensionals, about something about the elements and transdimensionals and something in between the words. But I have to look for the note and find out what the context of what they were speaking on. But, yeah, that's it.
Okay, we'll look forward to
it. Yeah, I will.
That's what?
No, that what you're saying, that transcension, it does – it. Puts a whole nother way for your mind to play on other than ascension, because ascension sort of coming sort of woo-woo or dogmatic, whereas transcension
means you're in a tactile interval, or you got a handle on tactility. And ascension is one direction. It sounds like going up vertical. And I don't think you need – that's a – product of visual space, and that limits your imagery. Now, it creates imagery. It's not necessary. It's not accurate. So it's better to think of being in two places at once and then another few places, so you can't visualize it. And when you can handle that, you're transcending. No, you're in transcension.
Yes.
See, transcending means going up also, is the cliche meaning of it. So transcension is across, not in this world, and you're in this world but not of it. And when you go to another world, you're in that, you're not in that world either. You're not of it. So it's not making any particular place supremely more valuable than any other place. It's not making the death zone when you die more valuable than here.
Yes.
Beyond. I looked up the definition of trans, just T-R-A-N-S, that prefix.
Yeah.
And it says across, and it includes the word beyond.
Ah, okay, yeah. All directions, going across and beyond. Yeah, if you think of the ascended, the continent of ascension, the ascended continent, or the that powerful place, it's right beside you. And you don't recognize it. You just have to go across to it. You know, that's like the idea it's beside you, very close to you. That's why you go across to it.
Bob, just as you were saying that, I'm looking at the definition, and it says, often contrasted with cis, C-I-S, as a prefix. So I hit cis, C-I-S. The definition of that is on the side of, on the side nearer to the speaker.
Wait, what's this? What's this?
It's a prefix, like trans. I was looking at the definition of trans.
And then it says it's like C-I-S?
It said it's contrasted, often contrasted with C-I-S.
What's that, C-I-S? What begins with cis?
I don't know.
And then he defined CIS as the way I just defined where the ascended being is.
It's
right beside you?
I was reading it exactly at the time you were talking about. It's beside you. It's on the side.
Yeah, it's beside you. So the dictionary is putting down what I'm advocating.
Well, the trans, it's contrasted with. So it's not the opposite. It's contrasted with. The prefix trans.
Well, did you just say it was the opposite when they first go into the CIS part?
No, I don't. I wonder if contrast. If
I heard you say the word opposite, go back and read what you read.
You know what? Because I was trying. Yeah, I could have said what I was thinking because I was trying to determine what they meant by contrast.
What do you mean you could have said what you were thinking? What did it say? Go back and read it again.
Cis. Go back and read the prefix for cis.
Or just before it.
The item one is on the side of, on the side nearer to the speaker.
No, the words before that, where it says the opposite. Go back into trans, leave trans, and go into cis.
Okay. It says often contrasted with cis. And then in the definition of cis,
yeah, trans is contrasted with cis.
Yeah. And cis is often contrasted with trans.
Yeah, and then it says, this is right beside yourself, which was my definition of trans.
Right.
So
what do you think is meant by contrasted?
It's not what trans means.
The state of being strikingly different from something else.
What, cis is that?
That's the definition of contrast.
Yeah, but we, what's an example of a prefix, CIS? Got any words?
They don't provide any examples.
Okay, let's go forward here. I'm starting at 120, going back a bit. We can get the run in. Okay. It's interesting. I'm very irritated with Ion that night, at least at the beginning.
Yeah. You can tell.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
All participants are now muted.
Come on, Bob. Tell us. You can't do it.
Oh, I don't claim to know. I don't know.
But tell us.
I haven't learned anything yet. I haven't figured out what you're talking about. I haven't got any nouns to work with.
Oh, so then our definitions that we can't do wouldn't have benefited you either. Good. Got it.
Well, they might have if you had answered, but so far they haven't.
Well, it might be helpful. Sasha, what is the purpose of your questioning regarding polarity and vector? What is it you're trying to know?
I was
and
just
what would
surprised.
Be the usefulness of it?
Well, if you look, I just had a note in my book while I was talking to Ion about vectors, and I picked up my notebook and I saw vector polarization and assumed that polarization and polarity were the same word until I looked it up and they're not the same at all. So I was trying to get Ion's definition of polarization from Ion.
And how would you use it in real life?
Like it's easier to catch a ball that has an edge on it, something you can grab onto.
Or are you thinking in terms of like creating magic?
Like a football has a point on it, as opposed to a basketball. A football is easier to catch, even though a basketball is perfectly spherical. You would think that a basketball is easier to catch, but a football is actually easier to catch because there's a point or an edge on it that allows you to kind of control
it better.
That's
like a vector. Is that what you're saying?
And it seems to me that Ion is directing us towards moving things and moving ourselves in and amongst things.
Well, noticing how movements are applied to frequency.
Mm.
See, because you can take a frequency and shatter the glasses in your house.
Uh-huh.
One that you may not be able to audibly hear, and yet it would still shatter your glass. The movement or the catching or the pitching, pardon the poor pun, applies to a canonization of what you knew as possible reality. That affects your application of power. The ability to catch a football. It's easier to catch a football, but you don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tim just explained the capacitation of that position. even though you thought it was easier to catch a basketball because it's round or spherical. But the points on a football shift the polarity to make it easier to engage or catch.
And also, if you stacked two pyramids, I guess bottom to bottom, it's basically the same. Well, it's got a few more points on it than that. But.
No, no, that's okay. That's okay, because if you did that, you would actually have a double dodecahedron, wouldn't you not?
Correct.
Now, from the angles, not from the shape, but the number of angles contained, very good. Okay, Sheldon, bring this to a torsion field. Tim's all amorous now.
Where I was getting for the torsion field, the dodecahedron would be in our heart with the...
Well, with hopefully the in the pericardium, but yes.
With a positive polar field coming into the heart.
The shift, the shift. Sorry, Bob screams at us because we're interrupting you, but you're so good. We're just, go ahead and let's, go ahead.
Well, I was saying from the vortex of the, or whatever, from the positive polar field coming into your heart, and then there's one side of the dodecahedron, and then the other side comes in from the other side with the from the negative polar field. I don't know if that's got
In the positive negative or the north pole south pole, it's nothing other than the flow within the chambers of the heart, and that becomes a force, a pumping action, arterial and ventricularly. Yes, which if you run becomes a sinus rhythm. The sinus rhythm is the sine cosine that we're speaking of, isn't it?
Sounds good.
Well, we don't want it to sound good, honey. We want you to do it. We don't want it. We don't want you to gawk at it. We want you to get it pregnant. Get busy with it. That's, see, the words don't matter until you apply it.
The way I'm looking at, like, the angel's heart and stuff is, like, the frequency where, when we're coming from our heart, we're in, that's the frequency. If we're not in our heart, then we're in the polar field, kind of in the duality or whatever. That's just some words.
If you're going to bring in Hendiades, that's okay. One by means of two. That's all right. But that's the subset of it. That would have to be, Hendiades would only apply if you had AFib. It's where you would apply Hendiades, if you had afibrillation.
I don't know what Hendiades means.
Well, that then don't use the word duality.
Okay.
You see, it's okay whichever word you use. We're not fussing. We're with you. But the point kind of becomes... The what you're trying to get. And as long as that getting brings you more into your place of power than you were, hey, it's a good day. If it doesn't, Barbara's right. You want to know for what purpose?
Well, like, you know, I talked about the love feeling when I'm working with a horse that's, and I get into that space or whatever, I got that love feeling coming from my heart. When I'm not
feel the force that is contained in your pericardium. Okay, good.
Well,
that's
a force field, right? And love's a force field, right?
It is. That's why we corrected that to say what you meant. Yes, good.
Our whole creative process start in the heart?
There's no beginning, Sheldon.
The heart of the matter is the matter of the heart. So if you want to connect there, that's fine. It's the only organ you have in your meat sack that is contained in a separate position.
Um,
So that's an okay place to start, but don't limit it there. We can speak volumes right there, but that's not what you're asking. So let's just go easy.
I kind of got lost what I was asking, I guess.
Well, imagine that. Okay, Steve, Barbara, jump in and clean this up a little bit, maybe, baby.
Okay, well, we're talking about, I get lost with all the verbiage here.
Well, yeah, everybody gets lost. We've had the first hour has been one lost hour, so maybe we could start over again and maybe have Matthew. Maybe Matthew explain his day. Just tell us, what happens, Matthew, you get up in the morning? How does your day go?
I don't want to hear that.
You watch, Matthew won't even know how to talk. He won't even know how to talk about that.
Get back to what is the main point that we're trying to make here?
Yeah, what is the main point? What's
the
reason we're having this gathering?
We're talking about polarity, magnetism, and we've gone like over this before.
Millions of places.
Like, is this what we're turning into? What,
no, we're just listening to. We're listening to a pterodactyl that can't stop talking. Okay. Once you recognize what we're dealing with here.
Right, but I think Bob's losing the point here.
Yeah, I would agree that Bob. I'm following Ion is saying.
I don't even know what you guys. What did Steve say? And what did you say, Steve?
Bob's kind of ornery, but
Steve was talking about the love he feels in his heart when he works with the horses.
That's Sheldon.
And that I thought tied into the discussion we were having about polarity.
Yeah, then he got all tangled up and didn't know what he was saying. How come he forgot what he was saying? Because he doesn't know how to talk.
Because Ion said, he asked him about the heart, and Ion said he touched on a reference of the heart being contained within the body in a different space, but it's inside the body, yet it's contained in the pericardium, which is outside of the body.
The heart is
in a space in a body, but it's on the outside of the body. And how this, how polarity is affected by or from by this.
The heart is juxtaposed to the body. I've never heard that before. That's a pretty nice idea.
The heart is inside the body, but it's outside the body. It's contained in the pericardium.
I don't get this outside.
We've done that before, Bob, because the heart lies in a sac.
Oh, it's outside of the body.
Correct.
Not outside the body. It's not connected to the rest of the body.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, Steve, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, I think what he's trying to get at here is things of frequency predicated on the cosine waves.
There's no such thing. Barbara. Barbara's raised the relevant issue here.
No, the relevant issue is being able to tie into those frequencies. If you tie into any frequency...
Oh, you already did that, Steve. You already are doing that. Don't make these a problem. You're ascended, you've arrived, you have evolved, you've done everything. That's what Ion occasionally says. So focus on that point rather than trying to get somewhere.
That's the whole conversation over the past hour, understanding the polarity is in relationship to the frequencies, which is predicated on the cosine. So once you...
No, they aren't. No. It's all based on what words you say, Steve. You're getting lost in Ion's rambling, disjointed verbal diarrhea.
Well, Bob, he did say a few minutes ago that we would begin to dominate the conversation, and that's just what's kind of...
Who's we?
Ion said that a little while ago.
That's
yeah.
True.
But Barbara's addressing Ion. It's not fair if Ion babbles on for an hour, and then Barbara wants to find out what Ion's doing, and Ion withdraws. Ion has to now take responsibility for what it said.
Ask him a question. Someone ask him a question.
Barbara has asked him a question. What has all got to do with anything? What are we supposed to do with this? All that I am rambled about.
I thought we're learning about polarity.
For what purpose?
Application of your place of power and how of this ascended thing you are.
For example, I found outside of my apartment one day, I found a George S. Brock lithograph. It's basically, I thought someone basically left a Picasso on the sidewalk. And I looked up, I looked down, and I picked it up, and I brought it in the apartment. Later, I had an engagement with Ion, and I asked him about the lithograph that I found, and I asked him if I moved that there for myself. He told me yes. So it's very interesting to, for me to learn the process of how I'm able to move things.
Right, that's perfect. It gives some more context, and then we can move forward with this because, yeah, it's all about how we're going to use our place of power, how we're going to apply it in our daily life.
Apply it. How you're going to apply it.
Because I don't know how I put that lithograph there for myself.
And you don't
care. I don't care. I recognize it. That, you know, that was enough for me. But it would be great to learn how to, like Ion said, apply this wonderful thing
that
I...
this is what I get so far, and you guys can jump in, but I'm thinking having an intention or desire, but not being, and having expectation, but not having attachment to the outcome. So whatever it may be that I want. And then if I have less energy on that thing, or less attention, attachment or no attachment, it comes to me faster.
It's only until it becomes normal for you. Because, see, once it becomes normal for you, you would expect and have nothing less than that. So what the Bob form works when you're trying to figure it out. But once you figure it out, then that's obsolete.
Okay, so you're just saying if my expectation is that everything always works out for me and everything comes to me when I want it or need it.
And it does already,
right.
And it does,
right.
Then
right.
The Bob school kind of goes out the window. Good. That's an okay place to be. But don't get stuck there.
Well, my bottom line premise to everything is that everything always works out in my favor.
And it does.
And it always does, and it always has.
And
I always have what I need when I need it.
As you, for you, when the problem shows up, the solution shows up simultaneously. Good.
Exactly.
I do like that style.
Now, if you are interested in the specifics or the details regarding that predicated outcome, that's what this conversation is regarding so far.
And so you could ask Barbara, what's the point of the angel diagram? Why did Ion send that to us in chapter 23? How do you apply the angel diagram to this issue?
So when you went to the doctor and the doctor said, hey, girl, you're fucked up, you'd know exactly how fucked up you were and how before he found it.
That's what we learn. That's how we apply the angel diagram?
No, that's how you could apply the angel diagram. So you'd know and have a practical, Googlerable experience to validate your position of ascension.
Yeah, so how would you apply the diagram, the 14 rings, to that outcome of understanding why the doctor saw you differently?
The first thing we'd do is we'd get rid of the degree of separation.
No. Tim hasn't ever heard any talk of the diagram. We do this when a new person comes in. So we've never started, done the diagram before with that applied to something like the coming investigation of your blood by a hospital. So,
is this the one from the end of the Book of Revelations, that diagram, that chart?
Yeah, Tim doesn't even know. We've done 1,000 hours on it, Tim, over the last
either, Bob,
year.
So don't
I don't what?
Him. No, either.
No, I don't know anything about it. I'm just telling you we've talked a lot about it, Tim. It's like the main issue. Yeah, that diagram.
The good news is you got over the first 1,000 or so hours, so now you're front and center. This is good for you, Tim.
Okay.
And Matthew.
What do you think that design is about, Tim?
Well, in applying it to what we spoke of during this engagement, Ion was saying these perfect cells that we already have will resemble the diagram. And when we go to the doctor and the phlebotomist draws our blood, they might say, hey, you're fucked up, you have cancer. But we'll know in advance that that's not what's going on, that it's a process of...
That you have perfect cells that they are erroneously calling cancer.
Yeah.
But that's correct. Their definition of cancer now is the perfect cell one, eradicatable.
Correct. I believe, Bob, you referred to the diagram as a kind of a roadmap that the angels would use to travel.
No, no, it's the picture of the human cell, the perfect cell. So you,
no,
are you?
I believe in
that's
the Revelation.
The same thing as a roadmap, Bob. Come on.
In the Revelation series, you refer to it as a kind of a map. And
yeah, I don't know. That was before rewrite.
Yeah,
we learned
a long
lot more.
Time. Yeah, that
yeah,
was
a long
other
time
words
ago.
Ago. Yeah,
more
you can't go
cell.
By that. That's you can't go by what Bob used to say. That's right.
Yeah, just like you can't go by I am what he used to say. But,
no,
but are
no,
you interested in
we
what
don't know
that image?
About that. We
see,
don't
Tim, you
about
can't
that,
even
but...
see the image. You know nothing about it. So, are you interested in knowing about what that image is and how to see parts of it?
Well, certainly, certainly.
And it's important because.
And it's not flat from what Ion said before.
Correct.
Yeah. Not flat. And Barbara's saying, well, why would we look at this? Barbara's in, she's had enough, and she's barely interested in this session, and she has got to the point of saying, what is all this babble for? And I don't mind addressing that.
Well, I have said in the past that it's not necessary, but I'm always curious.
Well, I know this chart is extremely, it seems to be extremely significant, and it's got a lot going on, and it's how the angels view us as God.
Good.
It's God,
right?
Yeah.
So
good.
It's more than just a cell. It's also a temple. It's us. It seems to be everything encompassing that we're part of or involved of.
Are.
Or involved,
it's that you are. That yeah. You are, baby. That you are.
Okay.
Good.
And so is it important in understanding how the angels view us? Is that why this is significant for us to read
no.
over and over?
No. It's no. No. No, it's not significant for that construct, but it is significant if you don't know how it all puts together, how it applies. If you know how to use your power and you're using it, and you got it all, you're exactly right. There's nothing to know. Get your ass busy and start doing it. And provide Bob a list of those you've raised from the dead this week. Now, if you haven't, then maybe there's something to know.
Okay, well, as far as I know, I haven't
well,
heard anything yet.
Wait, don't fade out, Bart. What are you saying? I mean, he's asking, you've arrived when you can raise several people from the dead a week. Are you doing that?
No.
I am not.
No. Are you interested in doing it? Understanding that is the bar of you judging your ascension?
That's not the bar to judge your ascension.
No, you leave that out of this. Your words will just go off in a bunch of other crap. My words are just as fucked up as yours, but I don't say as many. But that's the issue. It's a bar, a judgment on
y'all
how you're doing.
Y'all heard that, just to be clear.
Yeah.
Right, can you repeat that? Someone was talking.
Yeah, Barbara, that is an issue, a test, and I don't think you can do that, consciously do the raise a few people from the dead, right? But I am saying that is a judgment of how you're doing. If you
okay,
can't
well,
do
I
that,
I haven't tried it yet. I won't say I can't do it, but I just haven't applied it yet.
Right, and I am
a pigeon or a squirrel or something.
Not yet.
So that's the that if you want.
Well, that's your why, Barbara. That's your why. You said, "Why are we doing this?" So you'll be able to do that. Good. That's why.
Okay, no, it's very good. That's one aspect, I suppose. I'm sure there's much more.
No, that's good enough. We don't need much more than that. Because that means no one would die around you.
Okay, and...
And that's pretty easy since there's no death.
Okay, so this would be significant because there's probably going to be a lot of people dying, going to the guff, as you've inferred over and over?
They do already.
Well, I mean, like, bigger groups, bunches, or with the change of the atmosphere you implied, or you said, the little men are not going to like this atmosphere, and it's going to be fine for us. It'll be like, you know, after...
It'll be appreciated by you.
Right. So this new atmosphere, it'll affect the little men in what way?
They'll choose to get out.
They won't want to raise the dead. Like
no,
Matthew.
Bob, listen to what you just said. They won't want to raise the dead.
That's yeah,
ridiculous.
That's no,
ridiculous.
No, that's the point.
They
the
won't
point.
Want to stay here. They'll choose to transition. They
right.
won't want to raise somebody from the dead if they can't stand to be here already.
Is our atmosphere going to be anything more like the sun?
Better.
Okay.
Better. The sun's burning hydrogen. You're going to change the radioisotope of hydrogen. Well, your atmosphere will have a changed radioisotope of hydrogen.
And that's
instead of looking to the sun for your vitamin D, you'll become salt and light.
Right.
When you say right, well, that's the point of this interaction.
Does that mean that we'll become a sun? We'll include that in our understanding?
You will be what sets the sun free.
Could be, yeah, because we're totally changing on the inside. We already have. Our bodies have changed, and that's why the others...
Good.
Not on the inside.
Yes,
well,
on the inside. Yes, hell on the inside.
We're talking about the atmosphere. We're talking about the outside.
No, us too.
No, we're not talking about the outside. We're talking about the inside.
So that atmosphere is inside.
Dude.
Because we'll be the light. And
so what's on the outside?
Everything else. Oh, sorry, Bob. Was that too many words?
No, I'm good. I heard that.
And is it true that the sun is changing carbon-12 to carbon-7?
It's turning the sun would be obfuscated with carbon-122.
So are your words, Barbara, inside you?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Well, the words are the only thing that are real. So we're talking about something that's going to happen inside. That's a visual image. That's not real. The only thing that's real is your words. So I was talking about a change in the area of yourself.
They are inside her before they are outside her.
Oh, you're saying the words are inside.
They are.
What is it? Are they inside the skin of the body?
Yes.
You'd limit to that modern image of oneself.
Well, no. Inside the skin of the body, you've put a limit on that. We don't have a limit to the dermis of your meat sack.
Right. So it'd be hard to figure out how the inside would be your outside.
For us.
There'd be no skin to separate. So the inside would be your outside, or either position is not where it is.
Good. Hey, Bob. You open your mouth, and now all your inside's outside.
Based on the idea that there is an inside and an outside. That's a dichotomy.
Well,
if I don't image it that way.
We're not talking about what you're imaging, because you're saying that imaging is limiting. And we said, didn't limit it, so it's your visual
bias. You create images. You create images. You limit all time with your image string.
Okay. So
Your string theories. We used to have this argument, but it used to be Chad and me against whoever lined up with Ion on this point in the previous rewrite. I accused Ion of just stringing out imagery, and then you guys try to figure out your relationship to that imagery. And so he made this imagery division, inside, outside, and that's a visual demarcation which will get you screwed up.
Well, if you'd ask the question and know that there's no limitation to what you're outside is and how it applies to your inside, then there couldn't be a visual bias because you wouldn't have one.
Exactly. Almost. You almost got that right. This is sort of right. Not perfect.
Yes, I know. We hoped for a more perfect non-physical.
Is your meaning that we're connected to everything?
No, you're not connected to anything, Barbara.
You're not connected to anything. That's correct.
Anything.
You certainly aren't connected to everything when you aren't even connected to you. You're trying to connect you to your power, and you're saying, are we connected to everything? Well, that just screw up everything. No,
that's
no,
just a bunch
just
of, that's a bucket of imagery. Everything's a bucket of imagery, and that's not what you are.
So if you listen to Bob, go get the pistol and blow your brains out quick.
Is this the new earth and the new heaven? That's what we're discussing here. What's
KNEW? Yes, the one you will know as no other knowing.
Okay, and at the same time, does that include all the other worlds, parallel worlds? Are they all?
Yes, they'll be all new for you as well. Yes.
Okay, free to go.
You already are, though. You're already free to go. You're already going.
Right.
Ion, when I had my session yesterday, you know, there was the parallel world in the background, the noise.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I had a parallel world lurking, and we could hear the lurkers in Sasha's session.
When I was listening to that, I was just thinking that sounded like my kitchen. Was that my kitchen? That me?
But there was no noise in your kitchen.
No, I know that, but we were talking about these things during
yes.
the conversation was regarding
yes.
that, and then
yes.
when I re-listened after the session, I realized that could be me in my kitchen.
Yes.
Well, that
and
would
that
be another self, another her in another world.
And that was linked to this one, yes.
Okay.
Good example.
Okay. And you did that on purpose to demonstrate
well,
the point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
To make what point, Sasha?
Meh.
To make what point?
That's what it was. Meh.
I'm not going to do that again, I promise.
It will serve. That doesn't mean we may not, but.
I know you won't, but.
Okay, Matt.
You made your point, and I won't do it again.
Hey, Sasha, what's the significance of Ion making you hear your other self in another world?
Well, no, I'm really beginning to appreciate the ridiculous subtleties that Ion lays
well, yeah.
forth, and they're becoming more and more apparent to me, which is why I become quite picky about picking apart the little things. And the conversation that we were having was very similar to this one about applying certain things, and we were talking about singularities and event horizons, and there was this noise in the background, and it suddenly occurred to me that Ion would be, it sounded like the pot in my kitchen when I'm clanging around. So it suddenly occurred to me that Ion was demonstrating a point.
The edge of the football, the edge of Tim's football, the point.
Yeah.
Yes.
A point, exactly.
The pole.
In a Tersian field.
Is that spelled Torsion?
Ask Sheldon. He
yes.
made the shit up.
Yeah, that's how I spell it.
Yeah, and he's pronounced it Tersian, or Ion does, but we think of it as torsion.
Oh, no.
Saner regions of the universe.
Torsion. For Pete's sake, that's ridiculous.
So Sue hasn't said anything for a while. I wonder if she went to sleep or she...
I'm here.
What are you doing, Sue?
She's soaking it up like biscuits and gravy, Bob.
I am. I'm enjoying this tonight, Bob. I'm learning a lot.
Oh, that's what you think.
Yeah.
Now, what do you mean by learning a lot? You're just listening. You're not hearing.
You don't know that. You're not even qualified to make that decision.
If they were hearing, they would be interrupting and getting you to clarify what you're saying. They're just drifting along. They're just swimming along, listening.
I'm getting annoyed about you interrupting all the time.
Right. That's what you should be getting annoyed about. And you don't express your annoyance. You don't get involved.
I thought it was good. We were talking about electricity and moving stuff. And
yeah, a lot of things, as Barbara said, were talked about. But what was the point of them?
Well, maybe, Bob, because you've been doing it for so long.
No. I don't remember. Don't bring that. I just showed up. I'm Tim. I just showed up today because I can't remember anything.
Then stop.
I said to me yesterday that if you don't get what we're talking about specifically and separately, then you're not going to get it. So if it means breaking apart, what, you know, defining polarity for 25 hours, then I'm fine with that.
Yes, yeah, but we have talked a lot about that, but finally we got to the point of the reason why and why how to why we're applying it. I mean, that's really what we all have to talk
about.
Yeah,
you shouldn't be enjoying this. Enjoyment is not the point of this. You're not participating if you're enjoying this. You should be in agony and being pissed off.
If we really got it, then we wouldn't even be having the conversation in the first place.
Yeah, that's right, because that's why you'd be in agony.
No.
You'd be there. Why am I listening to this? I'm already ascended. Why am I even here? That should be always going along here.
What about the Occupy? Ion, you mentioned that was significant. Is it oxygen, copper, and pi, and what's the usefulness of that formula?
No, you're talking about referencing of the Occutards.
Yes.
They are who the Android meme made it evident to everyone that there was a clear, distinct separation between the 99% and the 1%. And now that was our cue, we already knew, but that was our cue that we no longer would address the 99, because the shepherd was watching the flock, and the shepherd was in charge of all of them, okay? But when one went away from the flock, the shepherd left the 99 and went after the one. So shall we.
Okay, very good.
So only one of us is going to be addressed by Ion.
No, the one percenters.
So you're going after the shepherd went after not one, he went after
only
the 1%.
Yeah. The way you explain it to me is that only 1% of all the people on Earth will be in their place of power.
That's a good way to say it.
Mm-hmm. Is it that big a number?
Can be.
I mean, that's good.
Can be. Well, you say it's good, but then you turn around and you look at the position that's been brought up and kind of been developed. All the crap y'all trying to get over now came from what you say was one God. Now you're going to have a pretty good number of gods running around directing traffic. It's going to be pretty interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially when the 99 start embracing it. The 99 start following it. Oh, I'm of Sue. Oh, I'm of Matt. Oh, Bion said Matthew is the most important person on the planet. I'm going to go sit at his feet, and maybe something will drip off him that will make me feel better than I did. And Matthew says, fine, but don't come spend the night at my house, because that's not going to work, you see. So that's the point. That's the point. You become attractive to other people's mess. It is magnetism.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so we don't want everybody.
There's the attracting aspect. What about the repulsing part of magnetism?
Boy.
It's repulsive to you. What you're attracting is repulsive to you, isn't it?
So there is attraction in the magnetism.
Damn, Bob, no. There's not attraction. It's a magnet. When you try to take a magnet, magnets don't attract, but they will connect. They'll stick to the point that they become.
You use the word attraction in relation to the word magnetism.
Well, the good news is you won't remember.
And now
the attraction, if you're listening
to us. You said other people's shit will be attracted to you.
Yes.
Right.
And it will be repulsive to you. Yes.
So withdrawing from everyone and wanting to let everybody else do their own thing and just pulling back in a way, I'm just going to pull them all towards me?
No. You're going to be very, 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 very specific in your bliss or what you engage or interact regarding, mm-hmm. and we would say, in a perfect world, you won't care.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just so everybody knows that very same thing that you're getting very, very, very good at, other people are going to look at you and go, oh, my God, if I just had a little bit of that, if I just had a little bit of that, well, that they would then try to connect themselves to your polarity, and you're going to repel that every single time without fail or exception. And if you don't in the beginning, you will soon enough. You see, because a polarized field has an effect on everything in its position or proximity.
So basically taking the RNA drops and doing the work that we're doing in the play that we're doing is creating this polarized field which will repel and attract.
No, it repels everything. It magnetism only repels, it never attracts.
Okay.
But if you take two magnets and you take north, north, south, south, and you put the opposing poles together, it goes click. Mm-hmm. And you say, okay, now that's attracting. And we say, no, it isn't. All it is it's made the poles, it connects and makes the two poles of the magnetized polar field, the north and the south are now further apart. It becomes one magnet.
So the 1 and the 99% are further apart.
Very good.
Okay.
And they'll try to connect to you, obviously.
And as they try and connect to me, we will get even further apart?
You will be repulsed. Yes.
Good.
Good. See, now that works right. But now what if there's some little 99er you want to play with? You can. That's fine. But just know you're going to have to shift that because they're going to want to connect at the hip.
No.
We know that's what they always do. For Pete's sake. And Tim's trying to get them to hook up to him, so that's fair. It's all good. It's not a problem. But then you start slinging them off. And how you do that is you build that up. It's like barnacles on a ship. Every so often, you'll scrape the barnacles off so it doesn't affect the hull.
Scrape the barnacles off. Okay.
Well, or say in your world, every now and again, you have to wait a minute to de-ice the plane, don't you, Stu?
Yep.
Well, there you go. Matt Mann.
I'm here. I was on mute.
We know. Okay. Help the brethren here. You're still the most important human on the planet today, so help them a little bit.
Okay. What can I help you?
Y'all ask Matthew some questions.
Have you noticed any new effects as you're continuing on with your RNA drops? Is there anything? I know you mentioned a lot in the beginning. Is there anything?
Yeah, my mind doesn't get my mind doesn't freak out anymore. It's used to it now. I noticed my feet are bigger now. I had to buy a size up in shoes. What kind of effects are you talking about?
Well, I'm just recalling when you don't have to work out as much and you. I don't know what kind of effects. I'm just asking you if you noticed anything more than what you've already discovered or noticed.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much, well, I have like an intention now of what I want to create, and then I just know it's going to happen, and I just let it happen, so that includes the working out. If I want to tighten my waist, I just decide I'm going to tighten my waist, and then my waist starts getting tighter. And I don't really necessarily change much, but if I do change it, I don't think about it. It just happens.
Except for those lats.
Okay. Yeah. I don't go heavy on my back anymore.